This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Did Taylor Swift write the new spy thriller movie, Argylle? Conspiracy theories have been swirling for months, and even director Matthew Vaughn's daughter was convinced that Swift wrote the book under the pseudonym Ellie Conway. But Vaughn says the book wasn't written by Swift, despite the many clues that Swifties were sold on. The closest Taylor came to Argylle is her sweaters. Kanye West has a long history of anti-Semitic remarks, which has caused an uproar in the Jewish community. He recently issued an apology written in Hebrew, but it was considered insincere and was likely written by AI. Now, he's evidently recorded a 40-minute video apology filled with the usual Kanye off-the-cuff ramblings. The question is, will anyone know it's an apology? Dua Lipa is dating British actor Callum Turner. The new couple was spotted out around LA this week several times, but was seen kissing outside of well-known celebrity hangout Sushi Park in West Hollywood. This means that they're no longer trying to hide the relationship, and the couple appeared to be so happy to be out that they were levitating. Sorry. P. Diddy has declined an invitation to attend the Grammys despite scoring his first nomination in 20 years for Best Progressive R&B Album. There are three lawsuits against him, accusing him of rape and sexual assault. His ex, Cassie, was first to make her accusations public and later settled with him privately. Yeah, Diddly, you should stay home. Javier Bardem and Chloe Savini have joined Monster Season 2, the Netflix anthology series that will focus on Lyle and Eric Menendez. The brothers shot their parents to death in 1996 and are both in prison for life. Ryan Murphy will be producing again. Season 2 is expected to debut late this year, or Murphy will whack the editor's pee-pee.
Dead or alive?
Alicia Silverstone once was one of the hottest stars in Hollywood, especially after her 1995 film Clueless was released. Silverstone went on to star in several films like Batman and Robin with George Clooney, which tanked her career. Dead or alive? Alive. Alicia lives in LA, is an animal activist, and a published vegan cookbook author. Brad Pitt and Ines de Ramon are still going strong. The notoriously private couple were spotted on a rare date night at the Gagosian Gallery in Beverly Hills. The jewelry designer, 32, who was previously married to Vampire Diaries star Paul Wesley, looked chic in a beige cardigan, leather pants, and heels. Pitt, 60, wore some clothes. Former CNN contributor Angela Rye says Chris Cuomo put her through an embarrassing and humiliating experience and it cost her her job. Rye claims she was stunned when Cuomo responded to a bikini-clad photo she posted on New Year's Day 2021 by saying, "Happy New Year, tinsel crotch." When she confronted him, CNN ended her contract. But we love tinsel. Oppenheimer won 8 Critics' Choice Awards, including Best Film. It had also won the same award the previous week at the Golden Globes. Robert Downey Jr. repeated his win, as did composer Ludwig Göransson. The entire acting ensemble also was selected by the critics as the best of the best. It begins streaming on Peacock February 16th. Not a bomb.
Idiot of the Week!
Hannah Gutierrez, the armorer that's being prosecuted in the Rust Onset shooting case, has been offered an ultimatum. Explain how a real bullet made its way onto set or face even more charges. Prosecutors in the case feel that she knows more than she's telling, and they're pressuring her to come clean. More to come. Unfortunately.
Idiot!
Rebel Wilson, best known for Pitch Perfect, who previously lost 80 pounds, revealed on Instagram that she has gained nearly half of the weight back due to stress from her busy work schedule. She said, quote, "Working really hard has meant that, because of all the stress, 30 pounds, unquote. Wait, an actress who's not taking a Ozempic? Better Call Saul ran for 6 seasons and racked up 53 Emmy nominations, but failed to win a single one, the most snubs any show has ever received. This year, star Bob Odenkirk lost to Kieran Culkin from Succession, and the series lost to Succession too. Well, better call the awards police, because they got robbed. Jelly Roll is training for a 5K in May, which will be hosted by comedians Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura. Jelly supposedly also inspired fellow country star Zach Bryan to join the 5K challenge. Bryan said, quote, "We'll absolutely be there unless I'm performing somewhere," unquote. I wonder if Bryan asked his manager to please book him somewhere that week. Ariana DeBose didn't laugh when she was called an actor who thinks they're a singer at the Critics' Choice Awards. Last of Us star Bella Ramsey listed famous voices in the Best Song category, including Billie Eilish and Dua Lipa, before joking, "And then there are the actors who also think that they're singers, Jack Black, Ariana DeBose, Ryan Gosling." Ouch.
The Trash Bin.
Juice WRLD's ex is hawking some of his memorabilia, including an alleged sex tape. Ali Lottie has been posting sexy content on OnlyFans for months and now is telling subscribers they can unlock the XXX footage of her and the Lucid Dreams rapper, who died in 2021 from an overdose of oxycodone. Classy.
The news wrap-up.
Apple will only produce 60 to 80,000 of its $3,500 headset for the February 2nd release. Discord has cut 17% of jobs, joining the list of tech companies downsizing. Snap stock is trading at the highest price in over a year after Wells Fargo's upgrade. OpenAI has quietly removed its ban on military use of its AI tools. Oh, that's a wise move.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Mean Girls stays on top of the box office for the second week.
The number one album.
American Dream by 21 Savage is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
Once again, it's PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
Oath and Honor by Liz Cheney is the top nonfiction book.
Ariana Grande's new song, which debuted at number one on the global Spotify chart with over 11 million streams on the day of its release, sparked a mixed reaction, not because some people disliked the song. No, it was because some of the lyrics refer to Ariana's romance with her Wicked co-star, Ethan Slater. Sources close to them say they didn't cheat on their exes and only began a relationship after they split up with their spouses. Either way, some believe that and some don't. And the ones that don't are dissing her new song, her first new material in 3 years, which we love. Here's Ariana Grande with the song of the week. Yes, and... Ariana Grande with the song of the week. Yes, and... Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.